From Canto 10, chapter 26, text number 5 and 6. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahamadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Paditanama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaidaika Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhya Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimad Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya Sri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varsha Aksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Sri Krishna Yanamostute Madega Bandho Matsangi Manguro Man Mahadhana Madanistaraga Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadain Ati Nichichotaraka Hana Munchakadachin Mam Premnarita Kanthayospura Hare Krishna. In this auspicious month of Kartik, this very wonderful chapter called as Wonderful Krishna has come as an amazing blessing, and the 10th canto also, where in a nutshell all the pastimes of Krishna are again and again reminisced. If you see the purport, the last line which says that the cowherd men were enhancing their love for him by remembering and discussing his activities. So the whole endeavor here is Smaranam. If you read the 10th canto, it is the life history of the wonderful devotees of Krishna performing all the 9 limbs of devotional service to the fullest extent, where they are worshipping him, they are remembering him, they are listening about him, they are chanting about him. And today's verse, it represents Smaranam. In the wake of calamity, as all the Brajvasis are under the roof of Govardhan Hill, to make the to let the time go, rather than discussing about what will happen in future, they were discussing about what happened in past and what Krishna did. The nature of the living entity is, he travels on two wings. The wing of past and the wings of future. Never being in present and always being disturbed, hankering and lamenting of what he did in the past and being anxious of what will happen in future. But the Brajavasis here are showing that even if you want to remember the past, remember the beautiful pastimes of Shri Krishna which he has performed in Vrindavan. And remembering that, what is happening? Their love is enhancing. Love does not come so cheaply. Once His Grace Shrivilas was discussing in one of his classes, and the point was so apt. He said that, what is the kind of love that gopis had? It is not that they just had love and they expressed the love. They also showed how they increased that love. The life of Brajavasis is very symbolical, how a sadhaka has to execute his life. In wake of calamity, in wake of happiness, face to face with danger or face to face with celebration, the only center is Krishna. Talking about Krishna, remembering Krishna, and discussing Krishna. So here, they are again and again remembering this beautiful pastimes by which they are getting more and more ecstasy. As we know that when one should first meditate on the name, Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. So similarly here, this is the proper Guna Smaranam, where they are remembering not only the Rupa, but the beautiful qualities of Krishna, and actually having happiness when there is turmoil all around. You know, just imagine you are in great storm, and somehow other, in that forsaken place, you somehow under find one shelter and sit there, and you don't have guarantee that, you know, that shelter will stay. And you're sitting inside and talking about your college life with a friend. But the other person will get finicky. He said, you know, here is a question of life and death. You know, trying to remembering the past. Do something that will have a more stronger shelter. But here, when Brajavasis are remembering the pastimes of Krishna, they're teaching this a lesson that whatever you do, there is no other support, there is no other shelter greater than remembering the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here, in the two verses, the first verse mentions about the beautiful pastime of Shakatasur, where as Lord Krishna was born, and as a newborn baby, there's a festivity in the house. And as Mother Yashoda is nicely cradling Shri Krishna, as she is performing and attending all the rituals, one after another, you know, the mantras are sung, the hymns are sung, and with that, Lord Krishna, the baby Krishna, appeared to sleep. And then, as mother saw that as he's sleeping now, and because of so much hustle bustle in the house, so many people coming, you know, we have experience, and you have people coming in house, there is not a, you know, grain of silence. You know, there is always somebody coming and speaking, you know. So here, because she didn't want to disturb the sleep of her child, and also she had to attend the social function where everybody is coming and greeting them, gifting them. So she took Lord Krishna and put him safely under the cart, just loaded with different kinds of things. So here, as she left him, he woke up. And why does the small child wake up and cry? Because he was hungry. So as hungry Krishna saw that nobody is there, he became angry. And with his little toe, he just kicked the wheel of the cart and the axle. Axle is the rod which connects both the wheels. It just fell off. And the whole cart came crumbling down. Then all the Vrajvasis who had assembled at Nanda Bhavan, they started wondering, my God, what happened? And they came out and saw that Krishna is smiling amidst all the mayhem that has happened. And they wondered, what happened? How did this happen? Small children who were playing around, who saw everything, they came and they gave the witness, saying that, Lord Krishna, this boy, with a small finger, small toe just touched, and the whole cart, came down crumbling. So the parents are, come on, you can't have faith on these small children. Normally, small children have a habit of, while complaining or while explaining, to exaggerate it to a greater level, If you hit a small child, so he hit me so bad that it started aching my leg. So normally small children have a habit of exaggeration. So here the Brajavasi said, we can't have faith on them. How can this small child, and this is a huge cart, so sturdy, why would Yashoda Maiya put Krishna under the cart? Because she knew, she had faith that the cart is, has given service for a long time, and it is sturdy, it will not break. So she put Krishna under the cart. So how can this cart break just by one, we all carry Krishna, and he's so, featherweight. And how can with his small toe he can just kick? So everybody started wondering, what happened? And nothing they could figure out. But the small children were adamant. They said, why didn't you understand? He did kick, and he did break it. So like that, Shakatasura, who was Utkacha in his last life, the son of Hiranyaksha, as he went to the ashram of Lomas Rishi, there he started devastating all the trees in the, his hermitage. So Lomas Rishi came and saw that he had a huge body. So he said, you have pride of a huge body. May your body disappear and you become bodiless and inanimate. But as he fell to the feet of Lomas Rishi, Lomas Rishi said, okay, you will be relieved when Lord Krishna kicks you. So here, in the beautiful pastime of Shakatasura, who represents, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who represents the load of our bad and good habits. People are also accustomed to their mode of goodness, and there are some bad reactions because of that. And there are a lot of bad habits that are accumulated over so many lifetimes. So Shakatasur represents that bad effect of all the bad habits of past life. So few lessons from the pastime of Shakat Asur. Shakat is the cart and Asur is the demon. So the first lesson that we get in this beautiful pastime is, as Krishna, there are many lessons, but specifically Krishna's kicking the cart, the first lesson being that Krishna, he sees that there are so many things of enjoyment kept above the cart, and as he sees that, rather than enjoying me or providing me enjoyment, there is enjoyment above. The jada rasa is above the bhakti rasa. So he could not tolerate that. So he kicked the cart so that the jada rasa comes on the ground and the bhakti rasa is on the bed. Similarly, in a life, giving importance to enjoying bhakti rasa by serving devotees is much more important than enjoying the senses or enjoying the bhakti or the rasa for yourself. When service to Vaishnavas is given priority, then the bhakti rasa can be naturally enjoyed. And as Shakatasura represents bad habits, Krishna, by kicking the cart, is ensuring us that very soon, as you continue your devotional service, by my might, I will kick out your bad habits. Srila Prabhupada once also said to his disciples, you know, with my boot, I shall kick this Mr. Lust. But don't worry, just continue your devotional service consistently and diligently. The two carts of the wheel are like birth and death, and the middle axle is the false ego. Until and unless the axle is broken, or the false ego is diminished, or rather converted to the real ego, serving me, ahamta, to belonging to Krishna. Until and unless that false ego is converted to real ego, one will not be able to break through the cycle of birth and death. You see, the cart also, the wheels are also in a cycle. So the birth and death and the axle. Until and unless Krishna kicks, and he only, through the mercy of Guru, has the power to kick that axle. So until and unless we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, there is no other recourse. And of course, here, Krishna, in so many incarnations, Krishna has used so many weapons, so many arms, so many different senses. But here, Krishna is using the most smallest and the feather touch sense, that is just the toe, just touching. And as he kicked, it is not just actually kicking, it is just touching. And the whole crumbled down. Which shows that Krishna is the source of all incarnations. All incarnations, as Narasimha, he had to use his nails and arms. There was a fight. In different incarnations, he used bow and arrow, club, Sudarshan Chakra. But here, just by his small limb, he destroyed the demon, showing that he is the source of all the incarnations. Then the next verse talks about Trinavrata. Trinavrata was Sahasraksha in his last life. And as he, in a very obscene way, presented himself in front of Durvas Muni, Durvas Muni cursed him to become a demon and to live 1 lakh years on the earth. But of course, again, when he asked for forgiveness, he blessed him that Krishna will personally kill you and release you from this curse. Trinavrata, as one day Mother Yashoda was nicely cradling Shri Krishna, suddenly Shri Krishna became very heavy. So much so heavy that she could not hold the child. And out of that heaviness, she kept him down and wondered, you know, maybe I should do something else. Again, I become weak. So again, I'll pick him later. So she started doing all the household chores. And as she was doing, Trinavrata, the whirlwind demon, he came rushing towards Gokula, and as he came there, he saw Krishna, who was sitting peacefully. You know, the verse mentions that how peacefully Krishna was sitting. But Trinavrata came and picked up Krishna and took him to up high in the sky. You know. And what did Krishna do? He hung to his shoulder, hung to his neck, thinking that, you know, okay, let him have a free ride. But for some time, started strangling so hard that the demon could not go an inch above. And so much so that he dashed down, and because of his dashing on the earth so violently, all his body crashed and he died on the spot. It's a beautiful pastime and a beautiful point there when Mother Yashoda, at the beginning of this pastime, as she is nicely holding baby Krishna and nicely caressing him, at that time suddenly Krishna, he gets the, through his Achintya Shakti, the Leela Shakti, it informs Krishna that, you know, Trinavata is coming. So here, there are three things we learn in his course of activity. He understands that Trinavata is coming. And what does he do? He understands that Trinavata will come. And when he sees me, he'll pick me up. But at present moment, Mother Yashoda is picking me up and moving around. Which means that if he comes, he'll also pick up Mother Yashoda because he's a very powerful demon. So that Mother Yashoda should not be harmed, what did he do? He made himself very heavy. He made himself very, very heavy, and she had to leave him down. And she had to go somewhere else. And then, what did he do? He not only became very submissive to Trinavata, but also killed him later. So the acharyas say that it's a very, very hope-giving pastime where Krishna, he is fully conversant, or he is fully cognizant of what problems we are going to face. The problem is coming, he knows. And many times, the effect of that problem, we get some different symptom in our body. So we have to understand that Krishna knows it, and he will do something by which the problem will be evaded. And even if you suffer, he has the solution to it. He is cognizant of it. He'll make the arrangement for it, and he'll solve it. That is the power that Trinavata has. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Trinavata represents the pride of unnecessary scholarship, especially those who plunge into higher rasas without having qualification. For them, the pride comes of understanding something prematurely. And Krishna is saying that it's such a big problem for you that your whole bhakti lata will be killed. And the only solution is to take sincere shelter of Krishna and his representatives, Sri Guru. As we see, this verse is Rupa Smaranam, remembering the beautiful form of Krishna and his beautiful, you know, details. So there is a beautiful song that is very popularly sung in Brajamandal, and many of the Gaudiya Acharyas, they sing this song. It's called as Shri Nanda Nandanashtakam. Shri Nanda Nandanashtakam. Where the author is anonymous, but accepted by many, many different great devotees as the sincere and earnest remembrance of Krishna's beauty. The verses are very beautifully composed as well as very simply composed. The words used are very simple and are precise to glorify the beautiful form of the Lord. in different verses, the beauty of Krishna, it progresses from the Kaumara age to Pauganda age to Kishore age. Kaumara age is the age from 1 to 5. 1 year to 5 years is called Kaumara. And from 5, from 6 to 10 is Pauganda. This is as Krishna is doing this beautiful Leela of Govardhan, he is in the Pauganda age. And after, as the 11th starts, that is the Kishore age. So the beauty of Krishna, it proceeds in different ages as these verses go. So very beautiful poem. It goes, Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam Sukarna Ratna Kundalam Sucharchitanga Chandanam Namami Nandanandanam. I offer my pranams to Nandanandana, whose face is extremely delightful. Normally, Charu means beautiful, and Sucharu means extremely beautiful. Sucharu Vaktra Mandalam, a beautiful face. And then Sukarna Ratna Kundalam, his earrings are also very, very beautiful, and whose entire body is anointed with fragrant chandan. Suchar Chitanga Chandanam. The second verse goes, Sudirghanetra Pankajam Shikhi Shikhanda Murdhajam Anantakoti Mohanam Namami Nandanandanam. I offer my pranam to Nandanandana, whose eyes are more beautiful than the fully blossomed lotus, whose head is beautifully adorned with arrangement of peacock feathers, and who enchants millions of cupids. Sunasikagra Moktikam Swachanda Dalta Panktikam Navambudanga Chikkanam Namami Nandanandanam. I offer my pranam from whose beautiful nose hangs an elephant pearl. Pearls are very exquisite, but elephant pearl is considered to be very rare and very, very exquisite. Elephant pearl is caused in the brain of an elephant who is a celibate and who, looking at the particular nakshatra, leaves his body. So to get that elephant pearl is very rare. In Jagannath Puri, once a merchant came and gave 1 lakh rupees and told the pujaris that this 1 lakh rupees have to be used in one offering of Jagannath. So now even if whatever they made, even if they count the total offering of the whole day, it didn't come to that much money. So they were wondering what to do. So Jagannath came into the dreams of the pandas and said that tell him to offer me a tambula which is made of an elephant pearl. So when this was told to the merchant fell down to the ground. Why? Because to find out which elephant has this particular rare pearl in his brain, you'll have to kill so many elephants, which means you have to buy so many elephants, and one elephant will cost so much. So he was defeated. The point is that this elephant pearl is very, very rare, and as it shines and the center of the nostrils, Sunagra, Sunasikagra Moktikam, the tip of the nose, Swachanda Danta Panktikam, and then the beautiful teeth are so nicely arranged, that are so effulgent, which are beautifully seen through his beautiful lips. Navambudanga Chikkanam. His beautiful body is shining resplendently like a beautiful fresh rain cloud, which is little dark and very, very bright as well. Namami Nandanandanam. Karena Venu Ranjitam, Gati Karindra Ganjitam, Dukula Pitta Shobhanam, Namami Nandanandanam. Karena Venu Ranjitam. I offer my pranam to Nandanandana, from whose lotus hands hold the flute, whose lingering gait defeats even that of an impassioned elephant. Normally, as the elephant walks, it's considered to be very royal and very beautiful. You know, the way he walks, there's a different and delicate grace to it as he walks. You know, there is, you know, even a beautiful, well, you know, in the music, there is something called as lay, a beautiful speed to it. So as he's moving, there is a beautiful movement and a beautiful grace that attracts. So here he is saying that Gati Karindra Ganjitam, like an elephant, he's walking, and as he's walking, Dukula Pitta Shobhanam. Dukula. Dukula is also shawl, and Dukula is also two. You know? Dukula Netram, two eyes. So here, Dukula is his shawl as well his beautiful dhoti. They both are Pita Shobhanam, that is yellow in color. Yellow like the flower of a sesame seed. Beautiful flowers, under the mustard, I think the mustard flower. Beautiful yellow color, it's very bright. The whole, you know, the whole garden, when it is full of, you know, mustard flowers, it looks so bright and very pleasant. So here, this yellow color, which Krishna is wearing, the shawl and the dhoti, is bright like a lightning. On his dark body, the contrast is the beautiful bright clothes that he is wearing. Tribhanga deha sundaram nakhadyuti sudhakaram amulya ratna bhushanam namami nandanandanam. I offer pranam to Nandanandana, whose threefold bending posture is exquisitely elegant. Normally in this world, people don't like sidha, you know, they like tedha. People, their way of working and their way of talking also is many times tedha. So here Krishna is showing his beautiful tribhanga form, because it says, you know, you like that tribhanga, so look at this tribhanga, which is unmatchable in the whole, in all the 14 worlds. Tribhanga deha sundaram nakhadyuti sudhakaram. The effulgence of his toenails put to shame even the moon, and who wears invaluable gels and ornaments studded with beautiful gems and beautiful jewelry, very exquisite and very, very precious. Sugandhanga saurabham uroviraji kaustubham spurat shrivatsa lanchanam namami nandanandanam. Suganda anga saurabham. His body emits beautiful fragrance. Gandha. You know, Gandha is normally considered to be bad. But Sugandha is fragrance. His body emits fragrance. Not because of external fragrance put, but because the body is Satchidananda, and it emits beautiful fragrance. And the scriptures tell us that his body emits the fragrance of lotus flower. You know, in the city, if you get lotus flowers, and you try to smell it as much as you want, well, there will be no beautiful fragrance. I remember going to Ayodhya. And in Ayodhya, there is Nandi Gram, where Bharatji performed his austerities. There is a beautiful pond there. And we saw in our yatra, beautiful lotuses there. And these lotuses had petals which are this big. And it was like fluorescent pink. Very beautiful. And as you smelled this lotus, you could actually understand what fragrance means. Urovirāji Kaustubham. He's wearing a beautiful Kaustubha jewel on his chest. And there's a streak of golden hair on his chest, which represents Srimati Lakshmi Devi. I offer my obeisances to Nandanandana. Vrindavana Sunagaram Vilasanu Gavasasam Surendra Garva Mochanam Namami Nandanandanam. I offer pranam to Nandanandana, the expert lover of Vrindavan, who performs immaculate pastimes and who is attired in clothes which are suitable for those pastimes and who pulverized the pride of Indra. This is talking about the pastime we are reading in Srimad Bhagavatam. Attired in clothes which are suitable for those pastimes. So not that only today people do that, but Krishna also do that. Understanding that today I am going to fight a demon is to wear accordingly. As we see in the pastime of Kaliya, before fighting, he tightened his waist belt. Because once you tighten something at the waist, you get vigor and strength to do something. Vrajangana sunayakam sada sukha pradayakam jaganmaha manah pralobhanam namami nandanandanam. I offer pranam to Nandanandana, who as a lover of Vrajagopis perpetually delights them and who enchants the minds of all living entities.
Srinandanandanashtakam pathedaya shraddhayanvita tared bhavad bindustaram labhetadangri yugmakam.
And the Falashruti of what will happen if somebody reads this Nandanashtakam. Whoever regularly recites this Srinandanandanashtakam will easily cross the seemingly insurmountable ocean of material existence and attain eternal residence at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. Jaya Shri Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande. Thank you.